Welcome to Confessions of a Realtor. As an active, full-time realtor serving Tallahassee and the surrounding areas since 2014, it was time to use my experience to educate consumers on the whys and hows behind the home buying and home selling processes. We'll have some fun, I'll share some crazy real estate stories, and keep you informed on realtors' best-kept secrets. Why? Because when you're informed, you can make empowered decisions. Let's get into it. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Confessions of a Realtor. Today's topic, three mistakes that buyers make when purchasing new construction. And this is not to say that, oh, builders are the big bad wolf or anything like that, or to be scared to purchase new construction. These are just common thought process mistakes that I see buyers making and that we have to come in and guide them through and explain the pros and cons as they are building new construction. There's really no better way that I know to get this conversation started than just to hop right into it. Mistake number one, thinking that you do not need to do a home inspection because the home is new construction. A lot of times people think of new construction as this perfect product. And while it is often marketed to be that way, the truth of it is that there are people who are human who are building your home. And what do we know that humans do? Humans can do some really great work, but they can also make some mistakes. A lot of times building and the process of getting people coordinated to build your home, in our industry, we call that project management. And I did a good bit of project management when I worked with a local investment firm here in town. And with that local investment firm, one thing that I learned very quickly is that you had to keep people on task. There were literally times where a project would be about to be done, needed a few things finished up, for example, with the plumbing. And there was one time in particular where I clearly had a list of five things for this particular plumber to do. He did three of them and started to leave the property. So I, if you've never met me, I'm like 5'3" on a good day. I've had to chase him down and be like, hey, got to get back in the house. We got a few more items for you to finish. And he was just trying to get home, thought he could come back and do it later. So sometimes that stuff does happen. People are human. And people do make mistakes. I would say that the average home inspection report on a resale home is probably about 50 to 60 pages long here in Tallahassee. My average report or the average report that most home inspectors will do on new construction, and we do encourage them to be nitpicky, we'll kind of get into a reason why a little bit later. Their home inspection reports, even on new construction, are typically about 20 pages long. So does it mean that the house is falling apart? No. It just means that the home inspector is trying to do a good job of notating everything that they see with the property to make sure that you are able to really utilize your warranty, your one-year builder's warranty, to the best of your ability. There is a distinction between a home buyer or even a realtor telling the builder or their agent, hey, this is the deficiency that I saw with the property, versus having a third party, like a home inspector, independent person saying, hey, this is an issue with this property. I've been trained to be able to notate these issues. Here's my official PDF report in writing that is provided to the buyer, which we then would typically provide to the builder's agent. So it just gives a little bit more distance and it's less personal than you saying, these houses have these issues, and it's something that the builder has to take seriously. Most builders in town that I've worked with have honestly been good to work with. They all have different processes, but most of them, I think, do try to do a good job for our mutual clients, the buyers. That is not the case with every builder, though. A home inspector in town told me a story about why he's so glad that we recommend home inspections to our clients. The way that trusses are built, which if you're not familiar with trusses, they're basically the supports underneath your roof. They're kind of in like a triangular shape. And with that wood, it is shipped, it is manufactured off-site, and then it is shipped to your home site. And it's meant to be put up into your roof fairly quickly. You know, it's not wood that's meant to be exposed to the elements or left outside for a long period of time. Well, there was a particular builder that had left out the trusses in the rain. They got soaking wet and they were outside for a long time. And they put those trusses up into the roof. This home inspector came to do his home inspection and the trusses had mold all within them. All of the trusses really needed to be taken down. The whole roof needed to be redone. Those moldy trusses were underneath it. He writes up the report, sends it over to the buyer, and the buyer ends up terminating the contract. The builder calls this home inspector and says, "Well, what do you expect me to do about it?" And the home inspector is not a person typically that can mandate certain repairs, especially to a builder, but he said, "You got to make this right." And what the builder said next, according to the home inspector, shocked me. What he said was, "I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm just going to leave those moldy trusses just the way that they are, because you know most of these buyers out here buying new construction do not do a home inspection. I'll luck out with the next one." So while most builders in town do a really great job and try to do things ethically, and we give the report over to them, and typically they go to work just clearing it, there are some builders who are counting on you not doing a home inspection and not properly doing your due diligence because it is a new home. There are even some realtors in town who I have had conversation with and told them about how I always encourage my clients to do a home inspection, regardless if it's new construction or resale. And some realtors have the opinion that I am telling my clients to waste their money because you do have a builder's warranty to fall back on. But what if it was an issue that would make you want to pull out of the contract? What if it was an issue that the builder was unwilling to rectify? Most of the time, the builder just goes ahead and clears the report, but sometimes major issues do come up. And in my opinion, it is always, always, always better to have that documentation than to not have that documentation. So please get a home inspection, regardless of if you're purchasing a new home or purchasing a resale home. The second mistake that I see people making is waiting too long to place a contract on the home. Now, a lot of times people think, especially with real estate, that, oh, it's pushy, pushy, pushy. It's move, move, move. It's go, go, go. And you need to understand why some of that is true. It's not necessarily trying to push you into anything. But everything with real estate, time is of the essence. As builders build homes, let's say that they start off and they're building 50 homes in a subdivision. Let's say that they have 5 floor plans, so roughly 10 homes per floor plan. And let's say that the community takes them 1.5 years to build. If the name of that floor plan is called the Amir, which is my son's name, if the name of the floor plan is called the Amir, on day one, they may offer that floor plan at $300,000. You fast forward to day 120, that home, 9 times out of 10, for that same floor plan, the same finishes, the same everything, is not going to be $300,000. I would say it's probably going to be at least $325,000, $330,000, somewhere in there. Sometimes buyers feel like this common practice is unethical, like the price should be the price should be the price. I would not say that this is an ethics issue, though. This is, to me, it's business on the builder side of things. One thing that I always say to my clients when we're going through a new construction process is that building is a business. And what I mean by that is the builder is not your friend. They are a business person and they want to sell the home to make a profit. Nothing wrong with that. But just know that the longer that a floor plan is on the market, or the longer that you wait to put a contract on the home and lock your price in, typically the higher the price is going to be because the builder has what we call holding costs. Now, holding costs could be the loan that they're using to purchase the land or to build the homes with. Maybe they're having to pay extra fees with that. Maybe the people who are supplying materials to them, their costs have gone up. Maybe the vendors and the tradespeople that they're using to do the work on the property have increased prices on the home. So as a business owner, builders are not just going to take a loss laying down. What they're going to do instead is they are going to pass on that increased cost to you. So if you are thinking about building in a new construction community and you know the floor plan that you want to build in, please reach out directly to us so that we know to go ahead and put you under contract to be able to lock in that price for you, okay? Simply being decisive and knowing that, hey, this is the community that I want to build in and this is the floor plan that I want, that can literally save you thousands of dollars in equity. So let's say that that floor plan that was originally $300,000 at the beginning of the new construction subdivision, at the end of the new construction subdivision, let's say that it's $350,000. So you'll have people that have bought at $350,000, that have bought at $325,000, that have bought at $300,000, just depending on when they place their contract on the home. The fact that the same floor plan is selling for $350,000 automatically gives you, since you were smart and you purchased your home at the beginning of the subdivision, gives you $50,000 in equity because you purchased at $300,000. Now, it doesn't mean that the person who purchased at $350,000 is not getting any equity. Thankfully, typically the market appreciates and there is still some equity to be gained. But that equity for the final people who are purchasing in the community is going to be based on market appreciation, or strictly on market appreciation, strictly on the home values going up. If you purchase at the beginning, you benefit from the builder's decisions to raise the cost of the floor plan. So if you're going to build a home and you're thinking about building a home, it's best to be decisive. Third mistake that I see buyers making when it comes to building new construction is thinking that the home will look exactly like the listing photos. Now, that is not a wise assumption because every builder, like I alluded to at the beginning of this podcast, has their own practice and their own way of placing finishes in the home. And there is so much variation in this depending on when you place the contract on the home. So the first variable is timing. If you place a contract on a new construction home when there's just a lot there, typically you have a lot more say if the builder's process is to allow you to select the finishes for the home versus someone who places a contract on a home and it's 3 months under construction, the builder at that point has likely already ordered the materials for the home, if not already started putting them into the home. And while most finishes are on par with the quality of the finishes that you see in the listing photos, it is not always necessarily going to be an exact 100% match all the time. Another variable factor as well with builders is their process in you making selection. So some builders may give you an allowance. They may say, hey, this buyer has a $3,000 lighting allowance for their home, and then we'll go to a lighting store and you'll pick out the finishes underneath that $3,000 and anything extra that you want to do on top of that. If you like stuff that isn't in budget, you typically are paying out of the pocket for that. So then that would definitely lead to some variation from what you see in the listing photos. Another way that I've seen a different builder process is they may have coordinated with an interior designer previously, and that interior designer will put together different boards for you so you can kind of see how the granite matches up with the cabinets, matches up with the flooring, matches up with the countertops. So you'll be able to see all of those pieces together and then simply make a selection of the board that you want to pick. And you may not pick what's in the listing photos. One last thing that I'll mention on this topic is that some builders, especially smaller ones, will have a clause in their contract that says, hey, if we can't get exactly what you selected or what's in the listing photos and closing is going to be delayed, we reserve the right to swap out the finishes with something that's going to be here on time, that is of like material. Or they'll simply say it's at the builder's discretion, okay? So you always want to make sure that when you're going into a new construction contract, that you have a good idea of what your contract says when it comes to that, and ask questions in your process. I'll reiterate here that every builder has their different process of what they allow their contract to say, what they're willing and obligated to do. So please don't make the assumption of going in and saying that, hey, well, this house is definitely going to be just like the last house that I built or just like the listing photos. because everyone has their own process. And sometimes I've even seen it where the process changes while they are still building in a community because they have learned from their consumer, they've learned from the agents, they've learned from the people who they are trying to sell their homes to. And maybe something that they were doing for clients at the beginning when they purchased new construction is not the same thing that they're doing when they're purchasing towards the middle or the end, just depending on when you go under contract. So what good are the listing photos and what should you be focusing on when you look at the listing of a new construction home? I basically look at the listing for dimensions. How is the floor plan going to look? Does it have a high ceiling? You know, what is the size of the primary bedrooms? You want to look at the aspects of the floor plan and focus on that until you get verification on what the actual home is going to look like. So that's three mistakes that I commonly see new construction buyers making. I'll add in one bonus tip as well. Do not go directly to the builder's agent to purchase your new construction home. If you were getting divorced, and even if it was an amicable divorce, would you use your soon-to-be ex-spouse's divorce attorney? No, you would not, because in that realm, you would understand that you need someone representing your own interest. When you go directly to the builder's agent, they are telling you who they are primarily going to advocate for. In their name, they are the builder's agent. They are the representative of the community. And you need to know that going in. Sometimes people don't want to reach out to an agent because they don't want to bother them. Sometimes people think that they can maybe get a lower price on the home by going to the builder's agent. I don't know of one community in town that actually does that. So essentially, when you go to the builder's agent, you are putting more money in the builder's pocket. And since 9 times out of 10, the builder pays the agent, you are paying the builder to advocate against you when you go directly to the builder's agent. So the next time that you go to a new construction community or really any open house, they're going to ask you what you think about the floor plan. They're going to ask you what you think about the community. And another question that they're going to ask you is, do you have an agent? Put me down as your agent so that they know that you have representation outside of them. And please, please, please don't tell them about your plans or why you're buying the home. Even innocuous things that people say sometimes work against them in the negotiation process. I hope this episode has been helpful to you. As usual, I would like to leave you with a motivational quote. Rosa Parks said, "I have learned over the years that when one's mind is made up, this diminishes fear. Knowing what must be done does away with fear." I hope y'all have a good week and tune in next week for more real estate tips and tricks. That's it for today's episode of Confessions of a Realtor. If you're looking for an active, full-time agent in the Tallahassee or surrounding areas, thinking about moving, or just want more real estate tips and tricks, the best place to connect with me is my Instagram page, RachelSellsHomes850. You'll also find it linked in the show notes. My Instagram also has a link in the bio to schedule a complimentary consultation with me, whether you're thinking about selling or purchasing. Alternatively, feel free to text me at 850-206-2199 and I'll respond during business hours. I look forward to connecting with you.